For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. God's heart, we might ask, where is God's heart? God's heart is with us. In our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we heard how God is not ashamed to call us his children, how he stands by us and acknowledges us in spite of our human weakness, in spite of our frailty, even in spite of our sinfulness. God's heart is with us. We are his treasure. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that paradise for God is the human heart. God loves us, he acknowledges us, he never abandons us. But where is our heart? Is it not we who sometimes fail to acknowledge God as our God? Where is our heart? We heard in that same second reading from the letter to the Hebrews how Father Abraham hoped against hope that he would have a child. And so he trusted God, that God's promises were true. And God granted him a child, Isaac, through whom numerous descendants were to be born. But then God demanded something more, that he sacrifice Isaac. And again, in faith and in hope, he believed that God was trustworthy. And so God gave Isaac back to him, as if to foreshadow the resurrection from the dead. God is faithful, and we too, Father Abraham teaches us, can be faithful to God. Is God our true treasure? Is our heart truly with the Lord? For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Unfortunately, our heart wanders to many other things: money, material possessions, human respect. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. So where is your treasure? That is the question that the gospel poses us today. Is it with the things of this world, or is your heart set on paradise, on the things of heaven, on God himself? There are, it is true, many beautiful things and many beautiful people in this world which might attract our heart. And we might say, well, it's hard to live this life of faith. That is true enough. It was hard for Father Abraham, and even our gospel tells us it will be hard. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. So is it possible to live the Christian faith in this modern world? Perhaps the saints give us the example we need. Yes, it is possible. And these past few days we've been celebrating great saints. On Friday was the feast of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, known in the world as Edith Stein. She is a great woman of faith. Edith Stein was born in the late 19th century. She studied philosophy under the great philosopher Edmund Husserl, was his greatest student, and perhaps was the greatest woman thinker of the 20th century. Edith Stein, her heart fell away from the Lord. She was raised in a Jewish family, but by age 14, she had lost her faith. And her heart was rooted in human reason, on the power of the mind alone. And so she studied and she taught and was absolutely brilliant. But her heart was restless. And one night she couldn't sleep, so she asked for the key to the library and asked if she could stay in the library a little bit longer. And since she couldn't sleep, she picked up The Life of St. Teresa of Avila. And there in that book, she read about St. Teresa's own spiritual darkness and her journey of faith and how she encountered the Lord. And she looked up from the book and said, "This is truth." Not merely words on a page, but this is truth. The one who had revealed himself as the way and the truth and the life. And she was utterly converted to the Lord. And her heart was with him. And there was her treasure. Edith Stein then sought to be baptized. She came into the Catholic Church and began to teach in various universities in Europe, just as the Nazi Socialist Party came to power. Edith Stein then fled to Holland, where she taught. But when the Dutch bishop spoke out against Nazism, all people of Jewish descent were rounded up and sent to Auschwitz. The Nazis reduced Edith Stein to dust and ashes, but the Lord has raised her up in glory. In the end, she was asked to take a stand with the Lord, and in faith and in the hope of the promise of the resurrection, she witnessed to him. Her treasure was God and God alone, and that's where her heart was deeply rooted. Edith Stein is a powerful figure for women of faith. It is possible to give oneself entirely to the Lord. Yesterday, we celebrated the great feast of St. Lawrence, the deacon. We have deacons in the church like Deacon Boniface and like Deacon Bob Fay. St. Lawrence was a deacon in the year 258. He was the archdeacon of the Church of Rome with St. Sixtus, who was Pope. St. Sixtus, St. Lawrence, and four other deacons were apprehended in the catacombs at the time of the persecution while celebrating Mass. St. Sixtus and the four other deacons, were killed immediately. St. Lawrence, who was in charge of all the church's goods, was told by the Romans, bring us the treasures of the church. The Romans wanted silver and gold. St. Lawrence assembled the people of Rome, the Christians of Rome, and said, here is the treasure of the church. His heart was not only with God, but with God's people. This is the true treasure. And he reminds us that we too need to be not concerned so much about material possessions, but about relationships with God, with the church, with our spouse, with our children, with our brothers and sisters. The other things really, in the end, don't matter. They're passing away. What is truly valuable? Where is your heart? Is it with the people who matter most, or with other things? I have a friend, his name is Steve, and he said, Father, I spend a lot of time watching TV. I love TV. He says, but you know what? TV never loves me back. My children love me back. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Do you value the people God has put in your life? Today's saint is St. Clare of Assisi, the great friend of St. Francis. People like St. Francis and Clare because they think, oh, St. Francis was kind to animals. That's not at all the spiritual message of St. Francis or St. Clare. What is beautiful about their life is that they, as our gospel says, they sold their belongings, they gave alms, and they embraced poverty in a radical way. They show us that God is to be loved above all else. Last year I was in Assisi, the 800th anniversary of St. Clare's leaving her father and mother's house to be with Francis. She cut her hair, and there was a lock of her hair there. And she put on the beggar's robe, and she lived this way. And her true wealth was Jesus Christ himself. She especially loved Jesus' poverty in the Eucharist, how the mighty God humbled himself, hides himself in the tiny host, and comes to us as food. This was the true love of her heart, the Eucharist. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The saints point out to us the way that leads to Jerusalem, to that house not built by human hands, but by God, the divine architect. They remind us of authentic values that lead to true happiness. And no, it's not easy to live this way, but it is possible. The question the gospel then poses to us is, where is your heart? For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. And if you say to me, Father, my heart and the heart of our whole family is with the Lord, I will say to you, thank you, and thanks be to God. But then I will demand something more of you. share your treasure with someone else.